Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my pleasure, and my privilege. My honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I made that up on the spur of the moment one day, and it stuck. And every now and then, it kind of gets all jaw-whopper-jawed in my head. What can we do? What can you do? What can we do to bring America home? Where have all the patriots gone? The George Washingtons, the Thomas Jeffersons, the bold and the brave of old? I believe they are right here listening to CSC Talk Radio. I believe you want hope. You want encouragement. You want guidance. You want the truth. I believe you want to bring America home, back to who or whose she used to be. It is becoming more and more difficult for us, the common man, the forgotten men and women of this nation, to sort out the fake news and the sensationalism from truth. I don't believe in any political party, so I will more than likely never have a position in either one or support from either one. I believe in the Republic. And I believe only in the Republic can bring America home, restoring power back to we the people. While there are always and always will be bad guys and nasty women, it seems this nation has fallen so far from whence we came. While we, the USA, have had some dark times in our history, we should be smart enough, a smart enough people, to learn from that. Instead, we scorn it and we want to condemn it and we try to erase the traces of it. Be it truth founded or not. I believe that we are in the darkest of times now in this nation. I believe we the people are being given another opportunity to come back to our God, our Christian heritage, and bring America home to our Constitution. The Great Awakening began with one man praying, then two, then more. And the nation was so turned around, the police hardly had anything to do or any arrests to make. That is far from the case today. Watching and listening to the political pundits, the nasty people constantly bickering and fighting for the cameras, it's disheartening. Have you ever wondered why we are able to see and finally see the emails of the DNC when that happened? Have you ever wondered why the surveillance issue is now at the forefront yet? The Democrats, socialists, communists keep screaming, Russia, completely ignoring their own lies and racist remarks founded in the DNC emails, as well as how they cheated Bernie Sanders from having a shot at the DNC nomination, and how they cheated, along with the willing mainstream media, by feeding Hillary Clinton the questions to the debates. They ignore all those things. They leave much out, the hypocrisy and the diversions that they are out to promote now. They scream treason for unknown and far-out conspiracy theories, yet ignore the out-and-out lies of Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice regarding Benghazi, how Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton, the missing emails, the personal server, which all put the DNC in danger of being hacked. Well, not the personal server, but there is no doubt, my friends, my patriot friends, we are in a mess. The blame game of the failed repealing and replacing of Obamacare, you know, they could have defunded it back in 2012, but they did not. Rapes in public schools, abortions killing the future generations of Americans, shooting and gang activities across this nation, failing businesses, lack of jobs, political correctness replacing common sense, God replaced by government, an economy collapsing, terrorist threats here and around the globe. good called evil and evil called good, and our elected officials keep screaming Russia. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned for the future of this nation, and I'm not talking about the long-range future. I'm talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about this weekend, next week. What about this afternoon? The future is never known. It's always unknown. But faith brings hope. The news I have today, I pray, will bring you to action. Remember, it isn't President Donald Trump they're afraid of or hate. It's you. And if you are a person of Christian faith, as we read the scripture yesterday, it's not you they hate, but God. So, what can we do to bring America home? That's my question for today. I don't know if you need to call and answer that, but it's okay with me if you do. 877-895-5410. This was breaking news a few days ago, and I had seen it somewhere, and I thought, I don't know if this is true, but it would be like both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party to hide this. And if this is true, somebody needs to go. This is coming from a website of news. It's a Patriot website. It's not a website that's well known. It's called America's Last Line of Defense. And you can go to americaslastlineofdefense.com. But if they claim that Paul Ryan had a secret meeting just an hour after he killed the health care bill. Said Speaker of the House, now I don't know whether this is substantiated or not. So I'm bringing this to you to try and understand what is going on. I do not and never have trusted Paul Ryan. That's just my personal gut feeling. But this came out, and it's written by a guy named Stryker. He says, Speaker of the House, and they've got a picture of him, but, you know, they can always have pictures. Speaker of the House and total sellout, Paul Ryan, was photographed yesterday, but this was the day that they voted or didn't vote. So that was what, last Tuesday? Just 1 hour after announcing to the world that the GOP health care bill was dead in the water, rushing to a secret meeting in a residential neighborhood of Washington, D.C., a reporter for the Washington Examiner heard on a secured channel that Ryan had broken away from his security detail and managed to follow him and take the above photograph of him exiting the vehicle. The men he is with aren't his Secret Service detail. They are the driver and the lead agent for former President Barack Obama. The Examiner reporter, Walter Lyons, stayed on scene long enough to see Ryan leave approximately an hour later. He told a colleague of the Federalist Papers. So this article and this news is out there, but I have not heard it anywhere except in the alternative news. It would appear that Ryan has been working with Obama's deep state shadow government all along. Whether he was promised the White House after a plan to overthrow President Trump or a percentage of the millions per month Obama makes from Obama's royalties, Obamacare royalties. I don't know that he makes any royalties off of that, but Paul Ryan, Stryker is saying, is a traitor. Spread this far and wide and see the truth gets out. Is it the truth or is it not the truth? This is what I'm talking about. It's hard to discern it. But they could have defunded it in 2012, and they didn't. And that's why we the people elected an outsider, Donald Trump. And we know that Paul Ryan doesn't like him. So this isn't difficult for me to believe that he was working behind the scenes. I don't know. Don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't trust a lot of them on both sides of the aisle. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article up that just kind of popped through. I saw it come on the Twitter feed. And maybe all of you know about it. I did not. I don't have a TV or anything in here that I can, and I'm usually studying, so I don't watch anything in the mornings at all. It said White House is on a lockdown due to a suspicious package. The White House has been put on a lockdown after the discovery of suspicious package prompting an evacuation of the North Lawn, officials and witnesses say. Only few details were immediately available. The incident began at about 10:25 a.m. in Eastern Time on Tuesday, which is today, when reporters at the White House were ordered to lock down inside the compound's press room. Reporters said they saw the North Lawn being evacuated. The U.S. Secret Service said it is investigating a suspicious package near the grounds of the White House, but specific details were not immediately available. Roads in the vicinity of the White House have also been closed. Secret Service agents have just cleared all media visitors off of the White House North Lawn. Snipers seem roaming properly, NBC's Peter Alexander said. President Donald Trump was about to start his daily intelligence briefing when the incident occurred, but there is no indication of a direct threat to the president. Trump is scheduled to hold a listening session with the Fraternal Order of Police at 11 a.m. We're working to gather more information, it says. The White House has been the scene of a number of security alerts this month. Most notably was March 10th when a man climbed over a fence of the White House and was able to walk on the grounds of the White House for about 16 minutes before being taken down and into custody. So, kind of like my monologue said, we're in a dark time. We're in a dark time in this nation. Now, I know there were some that jumped the fence and such before in other presidencies. We know that there is a lot of hate being directed at Donald Trump. Some of that hate, most of that hate, is unwarranted. It's because of the fake news and the lies and the conspiracies that the Democrats keep throwing out there to hide their own grievances, to hide their own things that they have done, not grievances, but their own unjustness to this nation. I don't trust Congress. I don't trust the Republicans or the Democrats. I'm not saying that to be a doom and gloomer. I'm saying that because we and the people need to have our eyes open. We're at a place and time in this nation right now where we really cannot trust them. They haven't proven themselves trustworthy. The Democrats are not socialists, which are communists. So they don't like Donald Trump and they don't like you. They don't want to investigate voter fraud because they know they're guilty of voter fraud. All of a sudden, they're concerned about wasting money on that, but they want to go after everything else. We've got all these investigations and all these things going on. How much is that costing the taxpayers? And business at hand does not get done. The Democrats and some of the Republicans, but the Democrat Party right now, they are obstructionists. They're keeping this president from doing his job. And they're trying to dig up dirt and throw anything against the wall they possibly can to get him out of the presidency because they're mad at you for electing him. Well, Devin Nunes, he's in trouble with the Democrat Party. And I kind of wanted to know what you thought of this. They're wanting him to step down because of the Russian probe. It says the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, he's a Republican from California, says he will not be heeding the call of the panel's ranking Democrat to recuse himself from the probe of attempted Russian interference in the presidential election. Now, if you've been listening and been watching any of the news out there, I'm not sure if mainstream media has covered it or not. They probably are, but they're covering it in a negative way. That he came out, and this article will tell you more. He found some information he thought the president needed to know about. So it goes on in this article, and this is coming from Newsmax. It says, when asked by The Hill about the demand by Representative Adam Schiff of California, Nunes Communications Director Jack Langer replied, of course not. They're playing an absurd political game. And that's all we've seen since the election. Well, that's all we ever see, really. Nunes himself was asked about the demand on Fox's O'Reilly show. He says, I'm sure the Democrats do want me to quit. Other Democrats have called for Nunes to drop out of the bipartisan probe, but Schiff joined the call Monday night over revelations that Nunes had been on the White House grounds. Likely the Eisenhower Executive Office Building to view classified information, Nunes said holds evidence that someone in the White House asked for the names of Trump's transition team to be unmasked in incidental communications obtained by the intelligence community. Nunes told CNN on Monday that no one in the West Wing was behind his visit, and they likely did not know he was even there. He had to view the materials there, he said, because the executive branch had them at that location. He did not sneak into the White House ground in the dead of night, as some reports are suggesting that he did. Nunes said, not only was it daylight when we showed up, but I spoke to numerous foreign dignitaries who were there. Schiff's statement Monday said, I believe the public cannot have the necessary confidence that matters involving the president's campaign or transition team can be objectively investigated or overseen by the chairman. Really? Do you ever wonder why we the people are lacking confidence in anybody up there in D.C.? It's for these reasons. Now, as I was watching the news shows last night, they interviewed Sheriff Clark, and I thought it was interesting what Sheriff Clark said. He said he felt Nunes did exactly what he should have done to go talk to the president. He found something out he felt the president needed to know now. We don't know what that was. But Sheriff Clark thought that his mistake was, and last night I agreed with him, but the more I think about it, the more I don't agree. But last night Sheriff Clark said he didn't think that he should have gone public to the media. He said he thought he was just trying to get the camera's attention. And I thought, yeah, that's probably right. And then I got to thinking a little bit more this morning when I was reading all the news that's coming in, and I'm thinking, you know what? We the people needed to hear it. We needed to know for the very reason that the Democrat Party are now accusing, oh, he went in there the dark of the night. He went in there incognito. I don't know. He might have been wearing a mask. I don't know. But instead, he came out openly and told the public what he had done. And I'm thinking now, while I agreed with Sheriff Clark last night, and he may be true. That may be true. That's why he did it. I'm glad now that he did do it. And I've heard some of the, even the conservative, it was Bill O'Reilly and some of the others that said, as they're sitting there, you know, spouting off all their intelligence, that he shouldn't have, that President Trump should never have tweeted about the wiretapping. Had he not done that, would we ever be looking into it? Would we even be believing something Nunes was saying now? No. There would have been no probing. There would have been nothing done about it. They would have continued to slam Donald Trump, the president, and say what a liar he is. And yet, every time he comes out with something that we think, oh my gosh, this is absurd, it ends up being true. Now, wiretapping, he had that in parentheses, or in quotes. There's lots of ways for surveillance, and wiretapping is just a term that was used. Just a term. This nation has fallen so far away from what it is. We can't even see the difference between the truth and a lie. And the mainstream media seems to have no truth in it. They're attacking Sean Hannity now. Ted Koppel's attacking Sean Hannity after he interviews him for, I don't know, an hour? A little less than an hour? And then airs 70 seconds of a clip that he put together. Made it all look totally different. But there's no fake news. And there's no agenda. Yeah, right. We're going into break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. What can we do, you do, to bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Speaking of not being able to sort out the truth from the lies and the fake news, it was a lie, it was fake news, and now it is malicious prosecution. The judge has ruled four Freddie Gray cops malicious prosecution case can be on trial. The Freddie Gray cops won in a lawsuit against Baltimore State's Attorney General Marilyn Mosby. Ms. Mosby put six police officers on trial without the evidence to back up her charges. At first, critics said she overcharged the officers, but in the end, the judge found there was no evidence to back up any of the charges. The federal judge in Maryland has allowed malicious prosecution case against Ms. Mosby to go forward because she acted as an independent prosecutor in the Freddie Gray case, the Baltimore Sun reported. The officers are suing for malicious prosecution, invasion of privacy, false arrest, defamation, and civil rights violations. Those key charges will go forward. Judge Marvin Garvis denied Mosby's motion for a stay of all discovery in the case. That means Mosby may have to turn over evidence, including, oh, here we go again, internal emails to the plaintiffs. Much of the judge's ruling rests on the fact that the plaintiffs also sued Major Samuel Cogin of the Sheriff's Department, who signed off on the charges Mosby's office prepared. And this goes on. It's a lengthy article, but I thought this was interesting. How long did we watch this mess in Baltimore? How long did that go on? And now, she is the defendant. She's the one in trouble because she was not truthful. She was pushing an agenda. We have Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. How's it going?
It's going all right, sir.
Hey, thanks for breaking that story on the secret Paul Ryan meeting. I thought I'm doing some searches here. It's starting to pop up all over the Internet on searches.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
great. You're welcome.
Great.
You're welcome.
I think most of them keep coming back to Free Republic, so I usually trust Free Republic pretty good on these stories. So,
have you heard of the one that I had there? That was the what did I say the name of it was? America's Last Line of Defense. Last Line of Defense,
yeah.
I think, is what it's called.
Yeah, some blogger named Stryker.
Yes, Seems like I've heard that in the past, but I think there was one named Spiker that was always out there. So Stryker, Spiker, I don't know.
Well, Devin Nunes, real quick here. Now, I have no proof of this. This is purely speculation. But I think, because most of this, they say, is involving the Trump transition team. Is that correct, from what I've heard?
Yes.
I believe this might have been an operation by the Obama administration.
Yes.
And possibly some people in our own party. Well, I shouldn't say our own. I'm not a Republican anymore.
In the Republican Party.
Right. To gain information that could be used to swing the Electoral College.
Oh, interesting.
If they would have got some very embarrassing information or something that would follow one of their narratives, which so far have been completely false.
Yes.
They could have stole the election from us in the Electoral College, because some of these party establishment electors would not have voted for him. And I think that has a lot to do with that.
That's very possible. We know that a lot of it was gossip and digging up dirt. We're fairly certain, just because of some of the things Nunes said. You know.
So the big crime here that everybody needs to understand, and you know, I don't watch Fox News anymore. I watch Fox Business News a lot.
I do. I love Lou Dobbs.
he really got after Congressman Collins last night, and it was an appropriate job too. Collins lets us sit on the fence all the time.
Oh yeah.
And I just think, yeah, I watch Fox Business News most of the time, especially Lou. I think Comey and NSA guy both know what happened here. The big crime here is unmasking of secondhand parties. Well, they say it wasn't on purpose, but the surveillance in and of itself isn't illegal.
Illegal
is unmasking their identity.
And that's what they did, and that was on purpose.
Yes.
That was on purpose.
Yeah.
And
there's going to be more to see on this. I think you can count on Nunes isn't going to back off from this.
And I've got a feeling he knew a name that Trump needed to know.
Yeah. Oh,
he needed to be aware
of
something.
Those files and I think the cure is a lot of people know what's in those files, and they're very, very concerned.
That's why they keep screening them in Russia.
Yeah.
It's a diversion.
Well, the Russian thing is a straw man. It don't exist. All of them. I mean, there's pictures of Chuck Schumer having coffee with Putin out there.
I tweeted out last night, what does Russia and uranium have in common? Hillary Clinton. You know, nobody talks about that.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about her coercion with Russia.
Yeah, there are people in both parties who've never seen something that is of a high value strategically, as far as national defense goes, that have never seen an opportunity to sell some of that stuff as a good money making venture.
Mm.
And the Clintons are obviously one of them. And there's Republicans that way too.
Oh yes. So it's on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, this is going to be real big. What's going on with this? And they keep delaying having to come up there and even speak to the committee, and even in private. And in the long run, I think Ryan's going to have to end up stepping down.
Yes, I'm not sure who they can replace him with, but yes, I think he will.
Us out here, you know, this is going to be real good. You know, don't get upset if tax reform doesn't go through either. This isn't the healthcare thing wasn't Trump's failure. We don't want the party jumping in line behind Trump lock and stock and barrel because he's not establishment. They're not going to.
No,
he's not establishment.
No.
We don't want that. You know. Well, look at other people. There are some good ideas that we can get the Democrats to sign on to. And what really matters in the long run, we have to keep in mind, is not the parties. It's our children and grandchildren. That's what counts in this.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
We don't have to compromise. But if it means working with a fellow American, because we've all got Democrats we go to church with, and they're our friends. And that's what we need to do for the good of our children and grandchildren, is to come up with solutions on this.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be about, but that's not what
it's
about.
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, politics used to end at the water's edge.
Many years ago. I haven't seen it that way in a long time.
No. It's all about me.
It's all
and what my big goal is.
It's all about D.C. occupiers. You call them Pharisees. I call them D.C. occupiers. It's all about them making the almighty dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
And I still stand on the fact that it's the immigration and the trade issues, and they're making money on it, and they don't
that.
They don't want that messed up. And that's one reason, besides the fact that he's not establishment, that they hate the fact that we elected Donald Trump.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, we're going into a break. Tim, thank you so much for putting
in. Take care.
Al, thank you very much for your input. We're going into a break. I had so many things I wanted to share with you. Tomorrow we're going to have Melody Cederstrom on, and I've got some tax things that came in today where I want to talk with her tomorrow about. I've got some articles here that I want to share with you very quickly when we come back from this break. If you have something to say, give me a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. The Republic. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ today about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. I'm going to go through the last articles I have. I'm just going to kind of throw them at you. Sessions, of course, you know, yesterday, he is threatening to withhold funds from the sanctuary cities and crack down on this. It's illegal. And it's putting neighborhoods and it's putting people at risk. It's putting citizens of the United States at risk. And so they're going to go after them. They're going to go after. Particularly, they're going after the ones that have criminal records. Those who have actually done something. And then they're going to clear them out. You know, we have them in the schools. And it's just, it's amazing to me that people in the communities are putting up with that. I know some of them are children and we want to look at them. They're innocent. They're beautiful. But they're illegal. Their parents have done something illegal to get here. Those who are faithful in little are also faithful in much. Those who aren't faithful in little are not going to be faithful in much. And when they keep screaming, well, we were all immigrants. No, we weren't. We weren't all immigrants. We might have had ancestors that were. I think mine came in on the Mayflower, however. But I was immigrants to the natives. But I was born and raised here. My father was born and raised here. My grandmother was born and raised here. I've been here for a long time. And while we do like to invite new people in, the key word there is invite. If they knock on the front door and say, may I share this with you? Can I come in? You're going to maybe let them come in. When they break in the front door, it's a totally different situation. They're up to no good. Think about it that way. So it also has, I have another article here where Vice President Pence has pushed the label of Paul Ryan's failed bill as Ryan Care, not Trump Care. Remember, Ryan wrote this bill and he did it in secret and he didn't want to show it to anybody. Now, we're going to watch an awful lot unfold here in the next couple of days and weeks, maybe even month. On this issue, on the tax issue, on the surveillance issue, on the Russia issue, so much going on. And the establishment, they just keep pushing at Trump, calling it treason. They totally ignore all the things that Hillary Clinton did that actually were treason, actually had Americans killed. Totally ignore that. And the Democrats, they don't like to bring up the fact that she walked away with FBI files back in the day. Does anybody else remember that? She walked off with FBI files on people. Don't think she hasn't used that for leverage. And just an article to show you how far we've gone. This teen gave birth to a baby and threw the child out the window. She gave birth. She's 16 years old from Nebraska. She's pleading guilty to throwing her newborn out a window. The child died from the trauma, head trauma. Can you imagine? Well, they're claiming that her mental state, that she was in anguish, she didn't know what to do, she was afraid. I buy that, but I don't buy that as an excuse for murder. She told her mother what she'd done, and the mother went out to get the child, and the child was not able to save the child. She claims she didn't know she was pregnant. She was at 7 months when she gave birth. But the boyfriend said she did know because he tried to get her to tell her mother and get a doctor. And she didn't do it. Where are we in this nation that we will throw children away? I'm concerned about the future of this nation. And that's why I'm here. Now, maybe you heard the new ad that I have for my Patriot Supply. And I have a website called preparewithbeth.com. They're a temporary sponsor right now. They want to see some action, so I'm calling you to action. Go look at that website. Go see what you would like to order. They've got some great specials going on right now. Or you can give them a call at 888-411-7023. And we have some other good news, something that's encouraging, and I'm going to bring on my producer, and he's going to tell you about it.
Yes. Hello, Beth Ann.
Are you there, Brian?
I'm there. Can you hear me? Let's see. How about that? Can you hear
me
now?
There you go. I can hear you now. There you go.
This is a new thing. I normally don't get to talk about.
I know. We're inviting you to talk. When there's good news, we like you to talk.
That's right. Well, there is some good news, kind of turning things around. You know, we've been running the commercial now for the GoFundMe page as we need a significant amount of money to be able to do the satellite transition. And I do have some good news that we've had a lot of people contributing. You know, some of them is just a few dollars here and there, and some of them have been substantially more. So very generous. And we have hit that halfway mark. So we are pretty excited that we still have halfway to go. You know, halfway there isn't going to get us all the way there. We need to get more donations.
But it is so encouraging.
It is very encouraging. It is a huge step. And I just want to encourage people to please, if you haven't donated yet, consider doing so to keep. That's the only way we're going to stay on the air.
And I want to emphasize, you know, the $5, the $10, the $15, the $20, and more, $50, those who have been sending those in monthly to help me pay the bills, it has been nothing less than a miracle, Brian, that every month I have the money to pay the bills. That's all I got. But I have been doing it. And I believe that it is the miracle of the listeners and of the Lord, you know, that's brought us to that. And to now be at a point where we are halfway. Now, this donation that brought us up to that and some of the others, it won't show on the GoFundMe. I still need you to go to the GoFundMe because those came into the office.
Any donation is truly a blessing. So whether you're able to give every month, and no matter what that amount is, or if you want to just do a single donation with the GoFundMe page, maybe something a little bit larger that you can help out with, whatever you can do is extremely significant. But we are pretty excited. So we're at that halfway point. So
we're very excited.
Thank you to the listeners that are contributing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing the good news, Brian. Appreciate that so much. It just happened over the weekend, and I'm very excited about it. It was confirmed yesterday, and I'm very excited and encouraged, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for you, the George Washingtons and the Thomas Jeffersons that are sitting out there listening every day and contributing. Maybe some of you can't contribute money, but a lot of you will send me encouraging notes. I even got a few birthday cards back in July. You know, those things mean the world to me. And I want you to know that. That I believe in you. And it means the world to me that you believe in me. Because it truly is us, the forgotten, the common, who will stand together in strength and boldness and be brave and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.